Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 367. Interactive Vision. I Want All the Keys. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the sixth month, on the 27th day of the sixth month.
Dear Dan, the 27th of June 2015, after the protracted attempts of Satan to take my life, which was finally terminated in October of 2013, the Lord led me to spend a considerable amount of time just seeking Him and being in His presence. But the devil's severe psychological assaults had left me in such a weakened state that it became impossible for me to function in media society. From that point on, I avoided all exposure to any news media. It wasn't that I became antisocial. It was that I didn't have the energy to process the information and come to any reasonable decisions about what I was being exposed to. So, for all the rest of 2013, and all of 2014, I basically put myself under a news blackout. Instead, I listened to music. Mostly praise and worship music that informed me of how much I was loved by Jesus, by our Father, and by the Holy Spirit. During the news blackout, I didn't even listen to talk radio. Only music. All of the music that I listened to was chosen by the Holy Spirit to accomplish specific healing instructions as ordered by Jesus, the Great Physician. Other than one exception, I've become almost totally uninformed of any current events occurring outside of my own day-to-day life. It really hasn't been until a few months ago that I gingerly began to turn on some news media, or look at newspapers. But after over a year of listening to just music, or maybe some audiobooks, I have come to the truth that life continues without the continual barrage of data that is streamed forth in the guise of news. So, even though I have regained enough energy to re-expose myself to news media, I just don't want to any more that much. Maybe I might look at TV news from time to time. And I am now able to peruse newspaper headlines in case there is something the Lord wants me to find out about. But in the past month, I began to hear in sound bites from various sources about a case that was brought to the Supreme Court that would make a decision concerning marriage, whether to allow same-sex couples to lawfully engage in marital vows in the U.S. Yet I had no real knowledge of any details until today, the 27th of June, when in doing research for this memo I accessed the archives of the Supreme Court and began to read the actual opinion. The Supreme Court ruling, Obergefell et al. Versus Hodges, Director, Ohio Department of Health, et al. Number 14-556, argued April 28, 2015, decided June 26, 2015, became effective on Friday, the 26th of June 2015. I have downloaded the complete text of the decision, but have not read it as of this writing. Based on what I have heard, it seems as though homosexuals now have the right to engage in matrimony, and may expect all the benefits that are afforded married heterosexual couples. The Lord was not surprised at this, and no more than a few days before had taken steps to turn this event to his advantage, invoking the kingdom policy as set forth in the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verses 19 through 21, in the manner set forth in the description below of an actual event. Wednesday, the 24th of June 2015, as I was laying in bed waiting for sleep to arrive, I slipped into the Spirit, and was given the knowledge of a task. We performed the task in the form of an interactive vision. In this interactive vision, I commanded the power of the reprobate mind to appear before us. This was the same power that was revealed in letters 166 and 167, volume 4. Then I commanded the demonic evil spirit, see footnote, to come near to me, and when he was close I said to him, I want all the keys to the chains and padlocks that hold homosexuals in bondage. He immediately started to bend over, and I knew he was about to vomit. Next angel gave to hold a bag under the evil spirit's mouth to catch the keys as they were being spewed out. After most of the keys had been thrown up, I struck the demon on the back to make sure there were no more keys lodged inside him. After he coughed up the last few, I asked Gabe if he had them. He answered with, I have them. I have them all. Then I ordered the evil spirit to leave or get trashed. Your choice. He left as fast as his worn-out legs could run. Footnote. Typically powers are comprised of one or more fallen angels. The power of the reprobate mind is an exception, and is occupied by a higher order demon, anointed with extra power to operate it in that capacity. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
According to your steadfast love, according to your great compassion, blot out my many transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my many transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin.
God of mercy, Blue. Together.